Hi, we're doing Parshas Vayera. That's Perek Yud Ches, chapter 18, verse 1. And it says in the Pasuk, Vayera Elov Hashem. The Pasuk says, Vayera Elov Hashem Be'elone Mamre. And God visited him in Elone Mamre, meaning the plains of Mamre. Vuhu Yoshev, and he was sitting, Pesach Ohel, at the door of the tent, Kachom Hayom, in the heat of the day. It was the hottest part of the day. Okay? So Rashi says, on Vayera Elov, so Rashi says, Labika Esachola, to visit the Chola. Okay? And Rabbi Chama Baruch Hanina says it was on the third day of his bris. It was just after the bris. And God came and to ask him how he's doing, to visit him. So the question is, what's the importance of visiting the sick, of Bikkur Cholim? Okay? So the answer is that when a person feels good, that helps the body to cure itself. Then the body itself does the cure. If you feel sad, then it just harms the body. It brings the body down. So the thing is that you should know that when you visit a person, it has to be a person that will be happy that you came. But let's say, for instance, you want to visit somebody that will feel bad if you come. Then that person you shouldn't visit because you're only making things worse. So it's not an obligation that you should do. If anybody says you should go, no. What you should first figure out, if you could help the person, then you should go. But if you can't help the person, then you shouldn't go, because that might do more harm to the person. So that is the mitzvah of Bikkur Cholim, of visiting the sick to help him, to help get a cure. The next Rashi says, Be'elone Mamre, in the plains of Mamre. So the question is, why do they mention Elone Mamre? What do you care where he was? Doesn't make a difference. He could have been any place. Who cares? God is coming to visit him. So Rashi says, because Mamre gave advice to Abraham about the Milah. Therefore, God appeared to him in that portion on his property. Okay? That on that portion that was named Mamre. The question is, why does it say Mamre here? To tell us that he gave advice to Avram about the circumcision. So the Mefarshim asked, the commentaries ask, Avram had doubt about obeying God, about doing the circumcision. So they say, no. He definitely knew, but what was bothering him, he didn't know if his modesty or humility comes first, or publicizing God's will or glorifying God comes first. Which comes first? So Mamre answered, so he went to Mamre for that. So Mamre answered, the glorification of God comes first before humility, and therefore you should do it publicly. And that was, so the reward that he got was that in the Torah it mentions Elone Mamre to tell us that of that idea of Mamre. Okay, so you see two things from here. One thing is that you should go to a Chacham. Elone Mamre must have been a Chacham. Had to be. He's not going to go to an ordinary guy. An ordinary guy will just give emotional advice. So whenever you have a problem, you should go to a Chacham. And also you should have enough of humility, even if you're greater than the Chacham, to go to a Chacham to talk it over, to get clarification. There's a story about Rav Moshe Feinstein that he one time said that you should always go, if you need advice, to go to a Chacham that's bigger than you. What if there's no Chacham that's bigger? You're the biggest Chacham. So then go to your Talmidim, go to your students. Because you should talk it over with some intelligent guy that to get clarity. then you should have enough humility to do to talk it over. So that's the idea that we get from a Lone Mamre, basically that you should have enough humility to go to a Chacham. Don't go to your friends. A lot of people like to go to their friends that are not Chachamim. But that's not the correct way of doing it. The correct way is to go to a Chacham and to ask his advice. It could be people go to friends and not Chachamim because they know that their friends will tell them what they want to hear, but not what is really good advice. Okay, the next Rashi says that he was sitting. Okay? So Rashi says that the way it writes Yoshev should be with a vav, but here it's written without a vav, meaning Yoshav, sit. So Rashi says that Abraham wanted to stand because God came to visit him. Out of respect for God, he wanted to stand. But God said, sit, and I will stand. And then Rashi adds, and you are a sign for your children. In other words, what the avos do, what the forefathers do, is how it shows up in the future. So where does it send? And how is this? In what way is it going to be in the future? So Rashi says, "For I'm destined to stand in the congregation of judges, and they'll be sitting." And he quotes a pasuk from Tillim, from Psalms 82. Okay? So, and it says, God stands in the divine assembly. So the question is, what does the metaphor stand means? So in chapter 82 of Tillim, it says that God stands in the congregation, in the Ba'adas Kael, in courts. Ba'adas Kael means in courts. And then the pasuk continues, in the midst of judges shall he judge. Okay, one second. And then the second verse says, until when will you judge lawlessly or falsely and favor the presence of the wicked? Okay, and in other words, you're really just helping the wicked out because of their, for whatever reason, and you're doing it unjustly. So Rashi on Pasuk Aleph, on the first Pasuk of the Tillim, says like this. Rashi says, he says, what does it mean to stand by the judges? To see if you'll judge truthfully. But you, and then he quotes the second pasuk, but you judge falsely. Okay. But anyway, the metaphor of standing, that God is standing, the metaphor of standing means that God will judge the judges if they will judge truthfully, honestly, or falsely. Okay? That is what standing means. Okay? So the question is, what does this have to do with Avram? He's visiting Avram to help him get healed, to help him cure himself because he's sick. What does this have to do with justice? The answer is that this is a situation of justice. That's what it is. It's really a situation of justice. I'll give you an example. Let's say, for instance, a doctor sees a sick person and he walks away. He doesn't help him. He will not help the guy. That's an act of lawlessness, an act of evil. It's an evil act. You're killing a guy. Guy, you could save a guy's life, and you're not helping him. So we see that visiting the sick is not a matter of being a nice person, but visiting the sick is a matter of justice. If you have the ability to heal a person, not by being a doctor, just by visiting him, And it's the type of person, and you're friends with him, and he'll feel good when you come. And you'll talk about things that will remove his anxieties and to help him feel good. You are healing him. It's an act of healing. And so therefore, it's an act of justice. And if you don't do it, you're unjust. That is the situation of Bikkach Olam.